The National Environment and Planning Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, presents NEPABEAT, a 5-minute radio program on the agency's roles and functions.
Mount Nyerere have the best beaches.
Yeah, I tell you, boy, it's really nice. I'm glad we get a little time for ourselves, you know, to just take a little walk.
Wait a little bit. It's where that dirty water coming from going into the sea.
Here we go again. Wait. How it smells so?
It smells like sewage. Not go too near it, Philip. We don't know his water and it could be toxic. You think we have time to look his water and then call NEPA?
Come. We can't stay, man. The bus ready.
But,
Marlene,
Philip.
Come now. The bus are going to leave we.
All right. May I come.
Wastewater. It is any water that has been adversely affected in quality by human activity. Wastewater can originate from a combination of domestic, industrial, commercial, and agricultural activities, surface runoff, and from sewers. Effluent is usually emptied into our rivers and seas, so treatment is important. If left untreated, wastewater can increase the amount of nutrients in water, creating an environment for the growth of algae. It can also reduce the amount of oxygen in water, threatening marine life. NEPA Wastewater Coordinator in the Pollution Monitoring and Assessment Branch, Joni Jackson, outlines the treatment process.
The treatment process removes substances which would otherwise cause pollution as well as disease. So we do this in order to protect the environment as well as human health. And this is critical to our fisheries, our wildlife habitats, and tourism.
Once treated, wastewater can be used for various purposes.
This will save money, energy, and also water. In the last few months, there have been certain areas in Jamaica where there have been water shortages. And so if we can divert less of our potable water to non-potable uses, then that will all go well for the environment as well as for our own personal use. And wastewater can be reused for irrigation, agriculture, landscaping, for cooling water in certain processes, as well as for dust control.
Wastewater is to be treated in accordance with the Natural Resources Conservation Authority Sewage and Trade Effluent Standards. These are standardized under the 2013 NRCA Wastewater and Sludge Regulations.
The Wastewater and Sludge Regulations are basically a set of rules that anyone who owns or operates or intends to construct or operate a wastewater treatment plant need to follow. And it includes a licensing system for these plants and a monitoring and reporting mechanism. So in addition to NEPA's own monitoring of the facilities, owners and operators have to do their own monitoring and report to NEPA.
Additionally, as part of the regulations, under the polluter pays system, operators must pay an annual discharge fee. An annual report for trade and sewage effluent must also be provided. This will be used as the basis for calculating the payment due. Before 2013, some treatment plants were not required to apply for licenses. Now, all treatment plants must be registered with the agency. Otherwise, breaches attract strong penalties. The Wastewater and Sludge Regulations of 2013 also emphasized Jamaica's commitment to mitigating the negative effects on the environment.
Giving effect to these regulations was also a part of Jamaica's process of ratifying the LBS Protocol. And this is the protocol concerning control of land-based sources of marine pollution in the wider Caribbean region. So we're demonstrating our commitment to reducing the negative impacts of pollution.
A license is also needed for the construction, reconstruction, or altering of a plant. Application forms are available on the NEPA website and must be submitted with the supporting documents and the application fee. For more information on the wastewater and sludge regulations and making applications for licenses under these regulations, contact the Pollution Monitoring and Assessment Branch of NEPA at 927-1552 or visit nepa.gov.jm.
The journey is only just beginning. Follow Marlene and Philip on their all-island tour as they discover and learn more about the National Environment and Planning Agency on NEPABEAT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.